Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Masculine energy, on the other hand, is governed by the sun, which is very focused, intense, and deeply penetrating. Historically, in their forms of expression, women want men to be more like women, and men want women to be more like men. However, both orientations serve their individual purposes, and when harmonized, create order and stability. In order for anything to materialize, it has to be held in consciousness long enough to reach critical mass. The masculine energy is designed to hold on to a thought, a concept, or an intention for a protracted period of time without wavering. This is true no matter how inconsequential the feminine energy may determine that thought or intention to be. The ability to be single-focused until the designated target is reached is what allows for successful completion. If it were up to the feminine energy, we would be forever going around in circles, tending to everything in the circle, and not focusing on any one thing long enough to manifest a result. Feminine energy is being energy, much like a stove, and the masculine or doing energy is like the cake baking in the oven, the stew simmering on one burner, while the water is boiling on another. The stove maintains the correct environment for all three while each does its individual thing. Another of the things that has been seriously misunderstood is that when you have chosen to hold the feminine energy, or be the soil, as it were, you don't get to make demands on the seed. Your responsibility is to support it, to nurture it, and to encourage it to grow to its fullest potential. When it blossoms or bears fruit, the harvest is naturally returned to the soil. It's a law. If you want something, you don't demand it, you create it. If the seed is not producing, you don't badger it, you water it, you sing to it, you give it more sunshine. In other words, what is being called for is more love, not disapproval. Remembering that you alternate between masculine and feminine lifetimes, you don't have to worry about being cheated out of anything. What goes around surely comes around. If you are supporting this time, you will be blossoming the next. God is an equal opportunity employer. Each role is important, and both are mandatory to the process of life. I often run into women who are very talented, not recognizing the value in occupying the supporting role. They want to be recognized for their own gifts. What I want you to understand is that your talents are yours forever. The stage is only big enough for a few players at a time. Somebody has to be willing to run the spotlight. You will definitely get your opportunity to shine. The idea is to realize that creating a space for someone else to express in is a very fulfilling and rewarding role. And life demands that we alternate the experiences.